Belinda presents this abridged recording of Future Steading, Live Like Tomorrow Matters, Practical Skills, Recipes and Rituals for a Simpler Life, written and read by Jade Miles. On fire. Time for change. Let me take you back to the beginning of 2020. 3 January. As the mushrooming clouds of bushfire smoke threatened villages in our valley and the evacuation notices went out, it suddenly got real. Charlie's day out fighting fires yesterday was long and hard, and something in his voice was adamant when he asked me not to be here with the kids tomorrow while he's not here but in the bush. I resisted, of course, but actually, he's right. So, I'm prepping, packing the car, moving the horses out, and kissing the geese, chickens and sheep on the heads, wishing them luck and heading off. Our cars are full of petrol, our phones are charged, our firebox with woolen blankets and coats plus emergency rations is by the door, and I have a battery-operated radio. I've got the emergency app on my phone and I'm alert with a plan of action in the back of my mind. Am I being overcautious? Having someone in our household who works in fire management not only heightens our sense of responsibility, but also means that we must be prepared at home so he can be sure his family is safe while he is away at another fire. Do you have a fire plan? 6 January. Each day is the same, but not the same. At daybreak, he dons the smoky clothes that he dumped by the door at the end of his 12, 14, 16-hour shift the night before and leaves for more of the same. Where is he today? I don't know. What time will he be back? Late? I don't know. How long will these fires burn? I don't know. Is he safe? I don't know that either. He assures me they are well trained and always put safety first, but fires are unpredictable and things happen. They did, and now his heart races until it wakes him in the night. He's part of a crew I've never met, relying on comradeship I cannot fathom. His head swims with maps and briefings, incidents and strategies. He speaks a different language and has a fortitude that I can only imagine. He's building memories that I cannot share. It's like Groundhog Day on a bed of quicksand. I don't know what to expect, because no one does. As the wife at home, I do know that the days pass. The oppressive smoke gives the antsy kids sore throats and headaches. The farm is mined to keep ticking along. The niggle of worry is just below the surface. The need to keep life normal is critical, and any fire plan that I have to enact for my own safety and that of the farm will need to be undertaken on my own. Yet, I'm grateful. Despite my now embedded dread of summer and the inevitable fires that come with it, I have my house, my garden, my kids, the most incredible support from relentless daily messages, a husband who comes home more often than not, a village that has not faced fires this season, and a country that has a rising desire to see genuine change. We must change. We will change. We've been bad house guests for too long. And Mother Nature is done. As the landlady, she holds the ultimate power, and unless we change, we will be done too.